USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Divers will continue the search for six people presumed dead Wednesday morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. USA's Dave Collins has more.
The search for the missing workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore Harbor. The Francis Scott Key bridge span went down around 1:30 Tuesday morning after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperatures when six construction workers fell from the bridge, they don't expect to find any survivors.
Hunter Biden's attorneys will be in federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, arguing for the dismissal of tax-related charges filed against the president's son. Biden pleaded not guilty to nine charges, including failure to pay taxes on overseas business income, brought by special counsel David Weiss. The charges carry up to 17 years in prison. Visa and MasterCard are nearing a groundbreaking agreement aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions back into consumers' pockets. USA's John Schaefer.
Traditionally, these fees, which credit card companies levy on businesses of all sizes, amount to a hefty 2% of each transaction, a cost invariably transferred to consumers. Credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next 5 years, followed by renegotiations for a fresh swipe fee arrangement with merchants.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is wasting no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, Tuesday, and later in the announcement had this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for big pharma. That the USDA works for big ag and the processed food cartels.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, taking charge of the investigation now into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety record, the look at the owner.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there. Staying in the UK, King Charles III set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. It'll be this weekend. Buckingham Palace announcing the monarch will attend Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. This after it was revealed last week that Kate, Princess of Wales, has also been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Will and Jada Smith are closing down their charity. The Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation is closing after a sharp drop in donations over the last few years. This, of course, after Will Smith's Oscars slap heard round the world, where he walked on stage and smacked host and comedian Chris Rock in the face for all to see during the 2022 Academy Awards. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.